in the first half of 2008, we've lost over 600,000 jobs. This is the largest continued loss of jobs, 8 months in a row, continuing declining in workforce in 60 years. We have some wage support. We have some allowances for raising children. But even with that, there's a difficulty for families in terms of mortgage or rents. For example, if you make the minimum wage here in the United States, which is $6.55, the federal minimum wage, which is about $13,600 a year, you can't rent a fair market value apartment any place in the country for that at that level. For a family of two, the poverty line is $13,000. So you're just above a poverty line if you're a mom of one kid making minimum wage.
What really needs to be done by the next government, the next president, to try and help the economic situation?
The bishops are urging Catholic voters to test the policies of governments and candidates' positions against Catholic principles and Catholic teaching. They urge the voters not to focus on political questions of whether they themselves, individually, are you better off than you were 2 or 4 years ago. But we should enter that voting booth focusing on the whole ethical and moral dimensions of public policies that affect the entire community. Are we better off as a community because of the policies and directions that the individual party and candidates will take us?